Watercolors and drawings, like the Capriccio you see here, represent artistic media that long suffered from the stigma of being decorative, or a lower form of art. Established art schools, like the Royal Academy of Arts in Britain, founded in 1768, defined specific artistic styles and even subject matter according to a hierarchy of importance. They recognized three media, painting, sculpture, and architecture, as worthy of high art status. Membership into academies such as the Royal Academy of Arts in Britain and the Royal Academy of Painting and Sculpture in France was tightly controlled, and the types of artwork accepted into sponsored exhibitions was regulated according to prescriptive rules. Still, the 19th century saw many challenges to the traditions of art academies, including the famous Salon of the Rejected in France, which came about when budding Impressionist artists were rejected from French Academy's official salon and decided to hold their own exhibition. Our current exhibit features many artists engaging in a similar challenge to academic control of the national art scene. According to the Royal Academy in England, landscapes represented a genre inferior to history painting, and watercolorists were considered craftsmen, while oil painters were artists. The artist of this piece, Joshua Kristal, was an artist who rebelled against academic definitions, and is the perfect example of the changing times. He attended Dr. Monroe's drawing school and the Royal Academy. Then, he joined the sketching society, known as the Brothers. The aim of this society was to establish a school of historic landscape, and it had its origins in Dr. Monroe's academy. Kristal was also a founding member of the Old Watercolor Society. Through these various associations, Kristal and others provided interested artists high-quality training in non-traditional media and mounted exhibitions that challenged academic standards, bringing about critical acclaim and a reevaluation of the role of watercolor landscapes within the visual arts in England.